Well, next, it's dark, it's dramatic, and it's dripping in family dynamics. Netflix's latest series, House of Guinness, which deep dives into the life of one of Ireland's most iconic brewing families, hits our screens from today. Here's a little taster of the new series.
I, Sir Benjamin Lee Guinness, hereby give all my brewery concerns to my two sons, Edward and Arthur, jointly and equally.
We expected something more.
I feel it wise not to burden Benjamin and Anne with the temptations that come with fortune.
Well, Alan Corr, news reporter with RTE Entertainment web, RTE's Entertainment website, is with us now. Alan, the House of Guinness drops on Netflix today. What's it all about?
Well, this centres on essentially the Guinness family in 1868 and a change of the guard following the death of Sir Benjamin Guinness, the founder's grandson, Arthur Guinness, back in 1759. And the tension is between brothers Arthur and Edward, who are very much the Liam and Noel of the Guinness family. They're very different people. They have very different ideas of where the family business should go after this. So it's written by Stephen Knight, who wrote Peaky Blinders, based on idea by original Guinness heiress Vanna Lowell. And it is rip-roaring stuff. It is a right old romp, and it really kind of centres on the political skullduggery and business dealings of the Guinness family in the late 19th century.
Now, without giving anything away, what do we learn about the family? And of course, what do we learn about that pint of stout, which is now so iconic?
Well, they're not giving the secret recipe away. Okay. I'm kind of disappointed that it didn't kick off in 1759 when Arthur Guinness opened up his brewery with his famous 9,000-year lease. Instead, the jumping-off point is the 1860s, and we find the Guinness clan being actually bribed by the IRB, the Fenian Brotherhood, who hate them because they're, you know, an ascendancy Anglo-Irish ascendancy family. It's all about the inner kind of wranglings between the four Guinness siblings and how they are going to adjust to the new world following the death of their father. So it's set against this very dramatic historical backdrop of Fenian agitation and all kinds of change in Dublin during that era.
Is it Downton Abbey crossed with Succession?
Well, Succession, yes, in that it is a fight over family inheritance. And like Succession, it is shot through with that very dark humour. Downton Abbey, not so much. I mean, it's got very little in common with that rather sanitised look at England between the wars. I'm calling this brewing bad, as in breaking bad. Trouble is always brewing, and things are always coming to a head. And it's all powered by a pumping exclusively Irish soundtrack by the likes of Fontaines DC, Kneecap, and even Thin Lizzy.
Now, you've seen it, you've described the music, but how does it look?
It is an absolute joy. I must say, anything that Stephen Knight does is worth watching. And the legend comes up, this is a fiction based on real events. It's a sweeping saga full of great characters, not least of which is James Norton as Sean Rafferty. He's a Guinness family fixer and enforcer who punches and bedhops his way around Dublin. There's also some very, very strong female characters. Dervla Kerwin, for example, plays a matchmaking aunt called Agnes, who at one point in the second episode or third episode said, "I myself am learning to speak Irish so I can speak to poor people." So it's got this great, very Stephen Knight-like dialogue, and it looks absolutely fantastic as well.
8 parts, is it worth watching?
Very much so. 8 parts, 8-hour-long parts. And it'd be worth seeing how far Stephen Knight goes with this, because he's famous for making those intergenerational family sagas. So this could go right up to the modern era. And I hope it really does, because it's riveting stuff. It's thrilling and it looks wonderful.
And how did we arrive here? How did the series come about then?
Well, interestingly, you can go all the way back to the source. The family itself, House of Guinness, was devised by Guinness descendant Vanna Lowell. And she was back at home in Ireland for a family gathering at Castletown, which, of course, is the Desmond McGuinness's County Kildare mansion. And they were all gathered watching Downton Abbey. And something suddenly struck Vanna, as she told the BBC recently. Our family history was a lot more juicier and more interesting than this. And it was also all true. So she wrote this 20-page television treatment, a dramatic account of the rise of the famous brewing family, and it found its way to Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight, and that was the start of the whole thing. So it began 10 years ago, and it's now on Netflix as of today.
Well, Alan Cora, thanks for that. Thanks for joining us from RTE Entertainment Online, and thank you. It's now 2 minutes to 8.